1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
If you were following what happened in Santa Clarita Valley last year at the Chambers High School, we have a father of a girl who is currently attending there, and they we're fortunate to have this gentleman on because they're trying to prevent and take precautions this year so that what happened last year on prom night doesn't happen. Now, they're having their junior-senior prom coming up tomorrow night, and joining us from Santa Clarita is Austin Amarca. Sir, good evening.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Your daughter, Cassandra, is a junior, and in light of last year's problems as a father, what precautions are you taking? We talked a little bit about this before we went on the air.
My daughter is a very beautiful young lady, and I'm speaking as a father. She's a beautiful girl. She takes after her mother, and she's also a very heavy set girl. I suppose what they call big and beautiful these days. She's had weight issues since she was very young, but it does not keep her from having full participation in a social life. She has lots of friends.
And boys are asking her out, right?
A lot of boys ask her out.
What are your concerns?
Well, again, I'm looking at what happened last year at the high school. My concern is a father, because we are well aware of these different internet sites, some of which are adult sites. And some of these internet sites are devoted to fat women or obese women or heavier women. And as a father, if you are the father of a young lady who's overweight or has a weight issue, you have some of these red flags will go up.
What is the red flag that's going up with you?
Well, I just want to make sure that none of the boys who are asking my daughter out, or the young man who is going to be taking her out tomorrow night to the formal, has one of these. If you've read any of the literature, has one of these fat fetishes, or has one of these ulterior motives that some of these guys that have subscriptions to some of these fat women sites or so forth. Obviously, I'm not allow that. And
what are you afraid of, though, specifically, sir? That your daughter will be taken advantage of sexually? That your daughter...
Well, it's not just that.
That she would be disrespected?
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not just that. You have to understand that when you have a heavy-set daughter or a fat daughter who's also a very lovely girl, she's very beautiful. It's not just the fear that she's going to be taken advantage of sexually, but if the young boy who's asking her out has this fat fetish or this big woman fetish.
So your fear, what are you afraid will happen then?
Well.
And I know it's a little hard to articulate.
Well, people who have this fat girl fetish. Well, I tell you, these guys are real different, and these guys need help. They've got websites, and you don't know if a guy is not right for your daughter, you want to know. But I'm telling you right now, the father of a beautiful girl who is also who tends to be fat or fat like has to be on guard, because these guys that are into fat girl fetishes can be some real freaks. And
have you met the young man who's taking your daughter out tomorrow night?
I have not met him, no. But
does that concern you?
Well, let me tell you how we do it at our house. My daughter, my Cassandra, knows this boy from school, and she likes him very much. Tomorrow night, what I'll do is sit down with this young man, because Cassandra is having him come over a half hour early, because we do want to sit down and speak with him. I will sit down with the young man. Now, here's a guy who's going to take my daughter to the prom. That's a very visible event that your peer group sees you at. So right away, I know he's got something for... And again, this is my daughter, and I love her very much. But this guy is going to take my daughter to a prom that's a very visible event. I know he's got something for a fat girl, because he doesn't care who sees him with her. And back in my day, we used to say... that a fat girl was like a moped. You know, they're fun to ride. You don't want to be seen on one.
But in referring to your own daughter as a fat girl...
I'm just saying the way these people will see it.
But she's also a very beautiful girl.
And that's the other thing. A girl who is overweight or fat is one thing, but when she is also very beautiful, some men, you know, some of these guys, some of these freaks go crazy for these things. So I'll ask the young man, what do you enjoy about Cassandra? And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Hendry, as God is my witness, man, he better watch what he says, because I had one kid once say, I said, what do you like about my daughter? This boy said, oh, she's really funny. Well, I knew right away that that boy was staring me straight in the face and telling me an untruth, because my daughter's a lot of good things, but funny is not one of them. And so I knew the kid was looking me in the eye and fabricating this. Another young man I asked, what do you see in my daughter? I asked him, did you see the movie Bringing Down the House? And the kid said, yes, I did. And I said, what do you think of that Queen Latifah? And the kid said he hadn't seen the movie. So now he went back and he lied. Because I know he'd seen the movie. If he's going out with my daughter, you better believe, you had better bet your everlasting soul that it doesn't burn that he saw Bringing Down the House.
All right, we'll be take a break here to give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. In light of what happened last year, what are you recommending to fathers?
I'm telling every concerned father of a beautiful girl who is also overweight that you need to be mindful that the young man who is taking your daughter out tomorrow night is either a nice young man or he's one of these fat freaks. And we can...
All right, tell everybody what happened last year so we know.
All right, well, what happened last year... Some of these senior boys thought they were smart asses. They had what they called, and this is the mentality, Phil, they had what they called a pig party. If you can imagine this, these are young girls. They called it a pig party. They had every kind of degrading, a pie-eating contest. The girls were in wet T-shirts. The mud wrestled. Myself and another father, Brian Hertziger, we found out about it. We went down to the home where we heard this thing was taking place at. And we saw one of these guys recording this with a digital camera that they then were going to turn into a DVD. Now, this is on the Internet. It's called Pig Party Part 6, Pig Party Part 8, and so forth. They had 11 volumes. I took this guy's camera, and I grabbed him, and I'm not kidding you, I grabbed him by his testicles.
All right, this is in the police report, too.
Let me finish the story. I took this guy outside holding him by his testicles, and I put his camera on the ground, and I had a regular carpenter's hammer. And I told him either we...
You had what, sir?
I had a carpenter's, like a finishing hammer.
Okay.
And I told him either he was going to smash his own camera with that hammer I had, or I had a nice big helping of curb for him to bite down on.
And the young man smashed the camera.
You bet your sweet everlasting soul he did. And after that...
What happened?
Well, Bob Hertziger and one of the other fathers, they had their pickups, and we had a flatbed. And we loaded the girls onto it, and we took them home. But, again, this is a devastating thing.
Well, it's obviously a very disrespectful and terrible thing. So you're afraid, and you're telling parents of girls who are heavy set or overweight...
Yes, sir.
...that there are young men out there who have a, quote, fat fetish that you think is Internet-driven?
I think it's these fat girl sites that they've got. And you've got to ask those young people, any boy that goes out with a fat girl is suspect.
But why would you say that? Can't there be a young man who honestly likes a girl for her personality, for her...
I believe there are, Mr. Henry, but how many of them are there? Most of these guys spend their time with their father's credit card getting memberships in websites here, Australia, United States, and we've got a list of them. The web.
Well, I don't need to know the names of the websites. You say these guys are all inspired by porn.
Yes, sir. And this Pig Party DVD series, which the school is aware of, and which my wife and I purchased so that we could see whether or not our daughter appeared in any of these. For obvious lawsuit purposes. Plus, these girls are underage.
Well, that's absolutely inexcusable.
You got that right, too. But I don't care about the underage part so much. as I care about this guy is going to DVD my daughter because she happens to be fat. He's going to make a buck on that with his pig party series. Well, guess what? You can have all the fun you want. Have yourself a nice slice of curb.
All right, hold the line. 1-800, this guy almost gave this kid curb bite last year. 1-800-449-8686. If your daughter is overweight, heavy set, and she is being pursued by a number of young boys to go to the prom or to go out on different dates, are these young guys inspired by these fetish sites, fat girl fetish sites, so on and so forth, or are they nice guys? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So you're 250 pounds of donut oil. Good for you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Austin Amarca joins me from Santa Clarita. Tomorrow night is the junior-senior formal at Chambers High. And I know that the proms are going on intermittently throughout the United States this time of year. Mr. Amarca, your daughter's junior-senior prom last year was a debacle when some of the senior boys put together what was called a pig party. That is a degrading and disgusting, and I can't think of an effort on the part of young men that is so degraded. Now, I know that you... Did the school discipline these guys?
Yes, sir. Senior boys that were involved were denied their diplomas. As well as the junior boys that were involved were expelled. And the girls that were involved were expelled.
The girls were involved voluntarily?
Well, this is what I'm saying, that these men who are involved in these fat fetish and the fat website, they talk these girls into this nonsense. Now, I said to the boy,
was your daughter at this thing?
My daughter was on her way to that. When I heard that was going on, and I went down there with Brian Hertziger, who is one of the other fathers in the junior class at that time. And I went down there, and this guy had the digital camera.
Were you arrested that evening?
No, I was not, but I was questioned by the police.
But you don't deny that you grabbed this kid?
Oh, you better believe I grabbed him, yeah. And
you threatened him with curb bite?
Yeah, yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did.
Well, I'm not saying I blame you necessarily, but he took that digital and smashed it?
You better believe he did. And I'll tell you something else. The guy who runs this Pig Party Volume 1 through 12, the guy who does this on the Internet, I know who this man is. He knows who I am. Now, I'm not trying to keep that guy from making a living, but he knows if I ever see my daughter or any other young lady that I know of on one of his videos, man, there's not a manhole, there isn't a sewer, there's not a rat hole in the world that he's going to crawl down into and hunker down into deep enough that I won't put a flamethrower into. And when he comes out, let me tell you what, he'll be about 100 pounds lighter, mostly skeleton and black.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to a phone call. Olivia, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I just call in to make a comment. I'm listening to this. Gentleman is very worried.
Yes, I am.
His daughter going out, one is fetish.
Yeah, he's going.
You know, that is fetish.
She's going out to her prom tomorrow night, ma'am.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the situation is, I can understand, well, is this your first child that it will be going out to a prom time?
I had two boys, and the baby was Cassandra. Now, I had two boys, and they went to their prom. Of course, they're young men, and so they can take care of themselves. But Cassandra
is the first girl
have. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She's a girl.
Okay, well,
and she's heavy set. She's heavy set.
Number one, she's a girl.
Well, she's heavy set.
And probably, I believe you're also in denial. When you keep complaining about her being fat,
yeah,
and that
I'm not
you
complaining
hear
about
that this guy is a fat fetish person.
Yes, ma'am. But
you
I'm
really
not complaining
need
about my daughter being fat.
On is that what you have taught her over the years on what type of young men to be involved with.
Right. But
now,
I'm not complaining that my daughter is fat.
I'm trying to help you with your fear.
But I'm just saying, I'm not complaining of the fat man.
Of her getting into a dangerous situation.
Well, the lady's not listening to me. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm calling to help you because
right,
I want to tell you that I'm not
upset that my daughter is heavy set. Please understand. She's fine. My daughter's
beautiful.
We're
not talking about that. I'm talking about your fear.
I'm worried about these boys who love the fat.
About her getting into some trouble.
Who want a fat girl.
Of some freaks that are obsessed with fat women.
Right. These freaks
have
in nature
you,
that go
you
out
You know
on
the young man that she's appointed to go out with. Have you met him? Have you talked with him? Do you know his background? Do you know his parents or what his demeanor is? Somebody you don't know?
I know that his name is Red.
His name is Red. Has he ever come up to introduce himself to you before?
I think the young man's background,
his parents?
Well, I think he's a little frightened because he's African-American. And
African American.
Yes, ma'am.
So, regardless, because that would mean nothing to a blind man.
The reason why I said that is because I think the boy's intimidated going out with a white girl. You know.
And before I let him run around with anybody,
his name is Red.
Always know the person that he run around with their background.
I think he's a good boy. My daughter likes him a lot. My daughter likes him a lot. She says he's a fine young boy, and I'm looking forward.
Do you know anything about
him? Well, I'm going to meet him tomorrow night, and at that time I will say to him, if you got some kind of a thing for fat women, back way off, you know.
Well, that's not a way to introduce yourself to a young man. Is going to be.
Are you sure you're not in denial that you have been involved watching things about fat women?
I know that this young man has a big red afro because that's what the kids are going back to now. You know, they used to have it, then they took it away, now the guy.
That still has nothing to do with your fear about this person being fetish.
Yes, ma'am.
The only thing as a father that you can do is
I'd like to do a credit card on what you have told her over the years. Yes, ma'am. I do a credit card search.
A woman is a captain of her own body. Now, if he's been in trouble,
like my wife is the
you don't know anything about his background, I can understand you being on edge.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm wondering if we were to have 10 men lined up.
Right.
You not knowing them. You still give yourself an excuse that all 10 of these men are fetish for fat women.
No, but I would question each man the same way. I would ask each man, are you into fat women? Are you into fat? You. Go down the line, make sure. I don't want any boys who want to go hogging. That's all I'm saying.
Any
boy that wants to go hogging.
Mind.
No, but ma'am, I can certainly protect my daughter from any boy that
has been or will now go hogging, whichever way you have been teaching her over the years.
Well, I got to jump in here, guys. Let me jump in, if I could, Olivia, because Olivia's point is this. If you've trained this young lady properly, and if you have thoroughly familiarized yourself with the young man, is there really anything to fear?
Phil, I think it's a good point, but I need to point out to both of you, nowadays, with the access to the internet, boys who are these boys who love to go hogging can find a website.
Keep bringing up this website. Forget about the website. We're talking about your daughter.
IEatattheTrough.com.
We're talking about one individual that is your daughter. What have you been telling her about life? I tell her that
she is a beautiful girl, that she's got nothing to be afraid of, she's a wonderful girl, and that daddy will protect her.
Yeah, well, you can't say daddy's going to protect her for her whole life. She's going to be a woman someday.
As long as that girl's in this house, her father will protect her. And I tell her she's lovely.
You've got to understand which way is your daughter.
And I said to her, you've got to look out for these trough feeders. And that's
well,
all.
You can't change the whole world.
No,
the
ma'am.
Only thing you can do is talk to your daughter, look
right.
at her, study her.
I got it already.
She
all
thinks.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Mr. Austin Amarca. And I know that you are still working, sir, but we are talking to you about tomorrow night is the junior-senior formal at Chambers High School in Santa Clarita, California. But I know that across the country there's parents dealing with this. Your daughter is going to the prom. Your daughter's a popular girl. She's a very pretty girl. She's a good student. She's also a large girl, right? Heavy set. You call her fat. Is she obese?
Oh, the girl, no. Cassandra is not obese. But she's big. You know, she's big. She's a big girl, and she tends to be fat, you know. But it's never slowed her down in terms of her social life. It's never slowed her down in terms of her friendship. But I want to protect her.
And the reason is because of the so-called pig party that happened last year, which is degrading to the young men as well as the girls that they were insulting with this. But you showed up with another father.
Yeah, we showed up, and we broke it up. We had, as I said, Bill Cummins had brought his flatbed, and we had two or three pickups. We got the girls up into the trucks and took them home. But I'll tell you, and I told these boys, and the one kid with the camera, I said, what you're going to do is you're going to smash that camera with the hammer that I just gave you, and then you're going to buy, I said to him, please, please sue me. Please go home and tell your daddy.
Have you heard from any attorneys about that?
No, I have not. No, I have not. That boy knew he was in the wrong. And I'd love to speak to the young man's father to say, do you know what your young man was doing? Well, my daughter, I got her down out of the truck that night. And I said, look, you got to understand. And of course, girls are going to be girls. She said, oh, Dad, we were having a good time. Oh, Dad. I said, good time. They had you in a... they had hosed the girls down in these T-shirts, no brassieres, and they were eating pie off of the ground.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to PT. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Thank you.
Yes.
I guess what I wanted to talk about is, I think, first of all, I don't agree with what happened last year, but don't think by interrogating the gentleman that's coming out tomorrow to take out your daughter, you're approaching this the right way. You say
Are you on a landline, sir, or on a radio phone?
I am on a cell phone.
Okay, it sounds as if it may be a radio phone or a shortwave.
No, I'm on a cell phone.
All right.
Regardless,
I'm a ham operator, and I'm interested in those things. Forgive me.
No problem. So you said you love your daughter. Assume you want her to have a good time. You know, if you don't want to ruin her prom experience, interrogating this guy right away.
Well, yeah,
because,
but you don't.
Hold on 1 second. Your question is going to be asking this guy, why do you like my daughter? And if he answers you because I think she's funny, you're going to throw him out. So what if she really is funny? What if what you find funny, she doesn't find funny, and what she finds funny, you don't find funny? So you got to have a disconnect.
Say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
I guess what I'm trying to say
what is, if I find funny and she finds funny?
This gentleman tells you your daughter, he's taking your daughter out because he thinks she's funny.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Just because you don't find your daughter funny doesn't mean she's not funny. If she's popular in school, believe me, she is funny and she's got something going on for her.
Well, sir, I'll tell you this. Any boy that wants to be seen escorting a young woman who is by the pound bigger than him to a prom, don't I have the right to find out what his motives are?
Absolutely, but the way you want to approach that is not by taking my daughter out.
Fetish
for women. That's not how you approach this.
I've got to tell you, sir, that, and I don't know who made your cell phone, but if it's Mattel, I'd take it back. Now
let me do the jokes here, sir. This man is trying to give you some advice on your cell phone is a little rough, though, PT, but we thank you for your call. The man is saying that's not the way to approach a young man. Don't you agree? If you were in his shoes.
Look, all I can tell you is, Mr. Andrew, I went around the corner on a driveway last year and I saw my daughter and about four or five other girls on a trampoline. And there were guys in tuxedos whooping and hooping and spraying champagne. And I grabbed this kid who had the digital camera by the, and I've told you which part of his body I grabbed him by, and I led him out to the street, still squeezing and holding on. When I got out there, I gave him a choice. He can live and smash this camera so that it resembles nothing more than just bits of metal and glass. Or I've got a
big helping of curb for him. Yes, sir, I heard.
All right.
Here is Debbie. Go ahead, Debbie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I have a comment for the dad. The way he talks about his daughter. I mean, he talks about these boys that were at this pig party.
Yes.
And they were young men. And he, you talk about your daughter saying she's fat and saying that you guys all went in flatbed pickups. Seems to me like you have a hidden agenda. Maybe you are interested in this hogging. I mean, did it ever occur to you?
What a twisted mind you must have to come up with that. Where are you going with that?
Did you ever think about the fact that maybe this boy's interested in your daughter because she's nice?
Look,
because she's got a good personality?
Are you trying to tell me, based upon what I saw last year, that I don't have legitimate concerns?
You're right for having concerns, but you're wrong for assuming that your daughter's not worthy of a date to the prom.
I didn't say
by a nice young man.
I just got done telling the whole world my daughter is a beautiful, gracious young lady. She's a
you
good student.
You also just told the whole world she's fat.
She's huge.
So rude.
She's huge.
That's so rude.
Well, lady, look. Do you want rude or do you want true? Like the man said, you want rude or you want true. They both got a U in them, and guess who the U is? You.
Well.
Okay? Now, you know,
I
shut you down with that.
You're really obsessed with this whole hogging thing.
You know what? I think you are suspect. I think you're very suspect as a woman to hear a man say that he didn't want his daughter degraded and for you to call in and find fault with that. I don't even think you're for real. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Have you ever been called thunder thighs? That's what I thought.
All right, 1-800-449.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Well, a lot of women don't understand it. You know, it's like I went to on a trip, Mr. Hendry, to Paris, France with my wife on a wedding anniversary, and we'd gone with a group of automotive parts dealership, and I said to my wife, I want to go to Normandy to visit the memorial, and she wanted to go to the Versailles, palace.
Okay, we got to move along here, sir.
But my point is, my wife would rather go see some castle than go see the graves of these brave men. And so you women, you've got to almost in a way protect them from their own naivete, I think is the word. And my daughter is a beautiful, beautiful girl, but she's a fat body. She's a wide body. Now you tell me, there's a young man, sure he's interested in her, sure he thinks she's beautiful, sure he'd like to get to know her. And guess what? He's also got 4 credit cards that he rotates on bigbooty.com or something like that, see? That's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, boy, man. Okay, 1-800-449-8...
You understand what I'm saying?
Not really. 1-800-449-8686. Juanita, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to, I guess, pose the question and then also make a comment. I understand, I think the father... Sir, I think you're very concerned about your daughter, and validly so.
Thank you.
Considering your experience that you had last summer, and I think it was traumatic to you, for you, as it should have been.
Well, of course,
I think it was very devastating and traumatic, and I think that your actions are coming out of a place of being traumatized and of hurt.
Yeah, I wanted to give this kid a curb bite. I wanted, literally.
Right, I understand. I guess I'm looking at. And we're hearing you, and I know that you're coming from a place of hurt, but I hear you saying in one breath, my daughter is beautiful, and in the same breath, you use words that have such hurtful and negative connotations to the word. There are other word choices.
Well, I'm trying to communicate it to the people that Mr. Henry is.
I understand. I know. And but the thing about it is that I believe saying, especially in today's age, saying that your daughter was plus size or that she was of a heavier persuasion, anything that didn't have a negative connotation to it, to say that your daughter is a fat body and a wide body.
Well, what I mean by that is,
wait, can I finish? Well, I know that you mean to be honest,
right,
and I know that you mean to be truthful, but I'm wondering, one, I don't think anyone has asked you thus far, do you use that type of language in front of your daughter? Because the words that come from parents, especially from a father to a daughter, are very shaping, especially in the early years.
Well, sure, I understand. Well, look, my daughter and I are very close, and my daughter, I've said to her time and again, you are a beautiful, intelligent young girl. Don't you worry about anything. And she keeps saying to me, I'm not, Daddy. Why are you worried? I said to her, because, honey, some boys want to take advantage of you. That's just the nature of a young man. Then I asked her, and I said, honey, have you ever heard of a pig party? She said, sure. I said, there you go.
What do you mean? Did you ask your daughter about that?
Yes.
Well, my only question is,
I asked her, have you ever heard of the term? The guy says, Friday night, let's go hogging. It was a song that Motley Crue had made popular.
Right. And I'm glad that you and your daughter seem to have a very open form of communication. And you have a very trusting relationship. But my true question is, with the language that you use, has she ever heard you call her fat? Because to me,
honey, if you don't mind looking the way you do, then I don't.
Well, that's kind of negative.
But that still has a connotation to it that there is something wrong with what she's doing. And all I'm trying to suggest, or maybe food for thought, is that there's something going on with your daughter's self-esteem, and perhaps contributed from many factors. I'm not just saying from you, from society as well, but calling her fat and even hearing you say that she is fat cannot but detract.
Well, but she doesn't need to hear it from me.
Is detracted from.
All she has to do is look in the mirror.
I understand that, but when she looks in him, but she doesn't have to see the word. It's not about the truth of how she looks. It's about the word choices that we use that give connotations of feeling. And that is what is connected with the word fat, is a negative connotation. And so when you detract from her esteem, she's going to eventually, and statistics will show, psychologists will show, she's going to lash out and she's going to reach out for what she perceives as positive attention
from
other people.
She's got a double sliding mirror in her bedroom.
These young men are very damaging. These young men, something needs to happen with that. But she's going to be pulled towards the very people you want to protect her from.
Yes.
She's going to be drawn to because of the esteem.
I said to my daughter one day, Juanita, just so you can know, I said, honey, if any young man ever takes you out and then says, hey, something like, hey, I think you're beautiful. Would you mind if I put an apple in your mouth? I said, I will beat him to death with a tire iron.
As you should.
So wait a minute,
as
man.
Should,
yeah, but what young man has ever said to your daughter, can I put an apple in your mouth?
I just said to her, if any young...
Yeah, but that's the point this lady's making. You're already putting stuff into her head that may not have happened.
Oh, I see. So I just imagined that whole pie-eating contest last year, huh?
No. And I think what is more important, I understand your concern, and I believe you're coming from a place of trauma and you're coming from a place of hurt. But what is more important, even if you want to have those type of open communications with your daughter, what is more important is the esteem that you feed to her so that she is not attracted to the very people you're trying to protect her from.
And if you keep using words like
fat and fat body and wide body and making derogatory comments towards her weight, she is going to have low self-esteem, and she's going to be drawn toward the very people that you're trying to detract her from.
What am I supposed to do? We had 20 young girls we had to get out of this party. Bill Keeverton had a flatbed.
We have heard that over and over,
sir,
and we understand what you're saying. But what I'm talking about is not
Bill
that
Keeverton.
Night. I'm not talking about the party. I'm not talking about anything that happens with a third party.
But
I'm talking about the relationship with you and your daughter and her esteem. And the best way you can keep her out of that situation is by building her up, not by calling her fat.
Juanita, very good. Juanita, I got to take a break. Very good. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
She's a very intelligent young lady who just spoke. I didn't hear half of what she said because she talks fast and used big words. And I'm a simple man. I have a automotive shop. I've raised three sons and a daughter on the income that I've earned from cabinet baking. We have a small home here in Santa Clarita. I don't care how large my daughter gets. I don't give a crap if she gets so big I've got to build another story. Doesn't matter to me. I love that girl, and I always will. And I told her, honey, I said, if you get so fat, I got to move you into a silo. I'll always love you.
What a loving guy.
Well, I meant well.
Get out of here. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I will smother that boy in a pair of D cups.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But protect that girl. She's all you got. And that's a handful.
All right, let me get back to one more caller here. I have James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I just want to say to that man, you know, if I understand the thing about the pig party and all of that.
Yes, sir.
But, I feel real bad for the girl.
Well, it's a terrible humiliation, you know.
Well, sure it was. But if your daughter is heavy set and some boy is wanting to take her out to the prom, you should be thankful that this boy likes heavy set girls.
Wait a minute. My daughter is first. She's top quality. Any boy should be proud to have her on his arm.
But you keep saying that no boy would want to be seen with a fat girl. You said that 15 times.
Well, normally, ordinarily, but damn.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.